lie. Rather fear living a lie. Them see people that suffer mount a innocent a die. And them never ask why. Why inflict.
This is Leah McFly, Montreal's dancer. You're tuning in with The Morning Detour with Weezy and Soul K. Okay, KK.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I love my space. I love my work. And I love my routine. And for me to break that for somebody, it would just have to be like a really special person that fits into that puzzle and that is supportive of the things I'm doing. It has to be somebody that has taste in music. It has to be somebody that, you know, that I get along with so much to the point that when we're separate, I'm feeling like I can't function properly without their presence. I have come across it a few times.
Yeah.
I've yet to be able to hold on to it for whatever reason.
If I ever made you angry, girl, just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blind still. Then you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build no life without me, cause you mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make me.
Pretty face, pretty tempting, but pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me, and they contradicted everything you claim to be.
It's been a long fight. It's been a long fight, and I just had to have a warrior spirit, and that's all. So I'm just...
Don't start that.
No, I'm good. I'm just regrouping.
You sure?
You got a tissue?
No. Wow.
Pretty face, pretty tempting, but pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So if pretty don't come with something, well, then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me, and they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know, and I know them type of hugs, same that I do to women when I know I used to. And I know they with they, but they never brought it up. I'm down these days, down to do better, cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. But she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry.
Lately she been noticing he ain't me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
K, show me the money! Chris Boucher got paid, baby! Show me the money. Finally, see, I think all the newspapers and all the major publications, I know they've listened to the Detour. What did I say last time? I ain't seen no newspaper showing Chris Boucher. I ain't seen none of that. Now, all the major publications are talking about it. If you've been living under a rock, the Toronto Raptors have just signed a 2-year contract with Montreal-owned Chris Boucher. I think it's about $13.4 million. Some people are saying $14 million. Listen, it's millions of dollars. The dude was homeless. My boy found him playing in a park. He broke a piece of his body when he was at Oregon. He went undrafted. Now, Toronto, you know, listen, man, what a great spark off the bench, Montreal. I say I'm excited this morning. I know a lot of us aren't excited. Yes, winter is here. December 1st, I think that's Monday or Tuesday, will be the deadline to change your tires. And please, do it for the other people on the road. You know, okay, it's not even safe in these streets.
Listen, do it for you too, because, you know, you also need to be safe. You don't want your car sliding.
Montreal, my city, this is the number one morning show in the country, in the cities, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moonchaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that they're nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside French diplomat, She's the immunologist to the stars. Her face is glow. See, everybody's trying to compete because I be doing the face peels. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I got to be pretty, too. You can't be the only one.
Somebody hit me up in the DM the other day to say, is Kay single? Yes, she's single. Stop DMing me with the answers. The illustrious, she has a beautiful podcast called Kay and Them. She has a million different shows. She's the Stephen A. of broadcasting right now. We got the beautiful Soul Kay alongside. What's going on, queen?
Good morning, Montreal. Good morning. It's the winter. I know everybody's excited about the whole Christmas under the snow, because, you know, we got snow in Montreal right now. I was out here shopping. Okay, I went to the outlet mall. You know, everybody wearing a mask.
Where'd you go? Mirabelle or this
Mirabelle.
Club? Okay.
I went to Mirabelle. By the time I got into the Nike store, it started snowing. By the time I came out, I was just like, oh, so this is full on Wonderland. Like, snow everywhere.
What day did you go? It's important you talk about, you know, we are going to talk about shopping, extended hours and stuff like that, but what day did you go up to the outlet? Because there are some days it's not safe to go up to Mirabelle. What day did you go, Kay?
I went on Sunday.
That might be a peak time. That might be a peak time. How long were the lines? Like, my mind can't wrap my head around it. The lines is crazy.
The lines were depending on which store you were trying to go in, right?
What's the hottest store, Kay?
It was Nike. Nike was just the Nike store. The line was just, it's like I passed it and I was just like, I'll come back. I'll just come back because I'm not trying to do this whole line in the cold. But it's nice, you guys. People were doing their holiday shopping or their Black Friday shopping in advance.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It was interesting.
Shout out to our brethrens and sisters in the States. You know, they're having Black Friday, so you know, deals. Even though, and you got to love consumerism. Even though we're in a pandemic, people still feel the need. Still feel the urge to go buy something. Of course, you know, we got to get gifts. Don't be a Grinch like me and just give people a tap on the back. You want to get some gifts and some well wishes. But
you're giving people a tap on the back for Christmas?
Listen, you'd be lucky you get a text message from me 3-4 days later after the holidays. I'm that guy that turns off his phone. I hate scrolling through my timeline and seeing everybody in their happiness, seeing everybody with some people they do the spread, some people do the fit, some people do the gifts. I don't want to see none of that. I guess I'm just a miserable person at heart, but I'm going to do an episode with Mama Oracle just to recap. I'm going to write a letter and burn it. When is the next full moon? Who do I got to call to find out? When's Mercury back in retrograde? When's that happen again?
Listen, I'm just going to say this, right? What you just talked about is very important. I know you're saying it jokingly, but not really jokingly. But what you just talked about is very important. There are certain moments where we do need to let go of certain things. And, you know, especially right now, this is a pandemic. And I had a conversation with a good friend of mine that reminded me that it was fine at first when it was a couple months. But a habit that you make to cope with a situation for a certain amount of days is good. But now in March is going to be a year. So if you haven't changed that habit to cope with your situation, you're just, you know, you need to renew. You need to do things to get you out of your comfort zone and do different things. So it's important.
You know, this has been a very interesting time. I'm referring back to the pandemic and the lockdowns for people just really, you know, obviously to self-assess, but to try new things. Mm-hmm. The time is there. You know, the allotment's there. You know, a lot of stuff that you want to priorly try, a lot of companies are offering it for free. So this is a time to really bolster yourself. You know, I've been doing the audiobooks. I'm just trying to just get better and just trying to maximize my time. So when we do, I'm going to be an optimist. When we do get to a place of somewhat normalcy, we can just pick right back up. You're going to see a shift. When we get back to normalcy, you're going to see some people that were able to adapt are just going to pick right back up on the saddle. You know, Kay, it's like running on the treadmill. I don't know if your trainer made you do this. When you run on the treadmill and then you have to jump on the side and you have to jump back on. That's what I think our life is right now. We hopping on, we hopping off. But speaking about our life right now, so we have the holidays coming up. And, you know, in the news portion, I got to talk about some officials are saying no singing, no dancing at the holiday gatherings. We got all the specifications about the 4-day gatherings. I'm telling you, Kay, this is gonna be a mess. I'm telling you right now, this is gonna be a mess. Now, if you guys do follow me on social media, W Moonchaser, or even on the Detour 514. Oh man, my journey in self-care, Kay. So the new face is here. So I did my second face build. I gotta do 4 of them. But I also tried body sculpting. So they put me in this, they put electrodes. So I focused on my chest, on my abs, and they put me in plastic. I feel like a hot dog in a wrapper. The video's up there. So they put me in plastic, and then they put this infrared back, I think they call it a cocoon over me. So I'm sweating out all the toxins from my skin, but I'm also working my muscles. And the session's about 45 minutes. The first time it was a killer. Shout out to my cousin Jazzo. And I just did it the second time the other day. Man, that's an experience. You know, body sculpting is definitely a luxury, Kay. Everybody can't afford to do that 3-4 times a week. But I'd just like to mention real quick here that Synergy Medispa is where I do go get my my face peels and, try to further my journey in men's self-care. Because more men need to take care of themselves. But I'm hearing more men are doing this, but I'm not seeing that in our age groups. That might be a little the older gentleman. But Synergy Medispa, they're doing a Black Friday extravaganza, okay? So doing 50% off from November 26th, 27th, and 28th exclusively. So they have the Oxygenio Super Facial. Regularly is $150. Now for Black Friday, you get it done for $75.
That's a very good price.
Let me tell you, Lolo, yo, I just did my my morning routine. The joint looking soft. So they have going on too. They have buy one facial peel for $125 and receive a free Biofora travel kit, value of $125. Let me tell you, Biofora is the elite in skincare products right now. I'm pushing everything, Kay. I'm pushing it. Follow them on IG. They're doing some beautiful Black Fridays. If you like the way my face is shaping up, definitely get with Tracy. I think she's the queen of skin. She just has everything locked in. We have beautiful guests this morning. Me and Maya and I interviewed Akilah Noonan, friend of the show. She was one of the first few guests we had on The Morning Detour when we started. She's an author, activist, and entrepreneur. They just came out, Kay, with Big Dreamers, the Canadian Activity Book for Kids, Volume 2. Volume 1 came out in 2018 when we first started. So it's an educational tool to teach young youth about Canadian Black history. And boy, do we need it. So you're thinking about the Big Dreamers series, and then you think about the Black Biblia, what we're doing. Eventually, Kay, we're going to be able to have a whole black library. And I'm loving that they're doing the work. So now there's no excuse for teachers, for curriculum builders to be like, we can't really introduce all these important facts about Black culture and how they impacted Canadian culture into our program when it's already done. Akilah did all of that, so I had a great interview with her. On your end, who did you interview in the entertainment and culture segment?
So I had a good interview with artist Charmaine from Toronto. I'm using the term artist because she did mention refer to her as a rapper, but she refers to herself as an artist because she does more than rap. So it was a very interesting conversation. You guys get to learn about her. We're going to play her new single, a debut single. I'm pretty excited. This was a cool conversation, guys.
No, yo, I love how colorful she is. Like, you know, I like artists that don't try to, like, stay into a mold. I like, they're really not afraid to be themselves. And I instantly got that when I saw Charmaine. So I love that too. New music. We don't have it on it this week, but next week we're gonna have it. Meg Thee Stallion has a new album out called Good News. St. John has a new tape out as well. I'm gonna play some sample off the Jeezy. The Jeezy album just touched me different. Sade hit me up. She's like, the growth in the Jeezy album. So I'm gonna play some clips off of that as well. You know, obviously, you know, I gotta play a little Future and Lil Uzi. I gave you a taste last week, Kay. I gotta give you another joint this week. Lil Uzi and Future together is a beautiful thing. But, man, here we are. The year's done already, man. I don't even know what to say. It's holidays. The madness continues. So, you know what? Let's jump into some new Jeezy off his new album. When we come back, we'll do some news. It's The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKG 90.3 FM.
Trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
A coordinated activity happening across this nation. And so we are in a state of emergency. Black people are dying. We cannot look at this as an isolated incident.
My mama's still sick. Ain't new. Nah. Ain't much change. The hood's still blue. Riding with a dirty, but the wood's still new. Bro. If they catch off at Wendy's, they might kill you too. Yeah. George still dead. Breonna still gone. Ahmaud Arbery, now he never made it home. 40 million unemployed. What the f*** is going on? Let's burn this down. Rebuild it like it's rolling. I just got the news. R.P. Lil Malo. They just killed a baby. Took a breath with a hollow. Only in America, they drink it straight up out the bottle. Racism, no chaser. That's some hard to swallow. I'ma pray for Chi-Town. It's going down like Beirut. They wanna make us third world. That's why they sending in the troops. Send them somewhere where they know they gon' shoot. I can smell war. That's why I'm lacing up my boots. Let's go.
Do what you say. This country is supposed to be about the land of the free for all. It has not been free for Black people, and we are tired. Don't talk to us about looting. America has eluded Black people. America looted the nation.
sleep a black man, woke up a black king. Feeling like LeBron when that won his ring. I think I own a castle, I can see it in my dreams. I gotta pay the mortgage, so I hit a couple schemes. Fish scale, yeah, seafood diet. Heard it's a drought, we gon' muff riot. Young thug daughter, yeah, I'm up tight. Dear Mr. President, you more can fire. Can't vote for Donald, cause that don't feel us. Can't vote for Donald, cause that gon' kill us. Black lives matter to a need a loan. Credit score good to a want a home. Get me on that front line, you can get me in them streets. Yo, kill the little homie deep on the police. Try to make a star rise, cause they know we gon' loot. I'm ready for the war, that's why I'm lacing up my boots. Yeah.
So if you are not coming to the people's defense, don't challenge us. When young people and other people who are frustrated by the people you hate, you are paying instigated to be among our people out there, throwing rocks, breaking windows, and burning down buildings. And so young people are responding to that. They are enraged, and there's an easy way to stop it. Arrest the cops. Charge all the cops. Not just some of them. Charge them in every city across America where our people are being murdered.
Lift me up. Lift me up. Get me up. Get all the hate. Yeah. Oh, baby, lift me up. Oh, baby, carry me. Oh, baby, let me down. Oh, baby, tragedy. Oh, baby, let me rub. Oh, baby, body. I wanna know if you can last no longer. Yeah. Hit me up, baby. Cartier, handcuffs, baby. I took all the top of the whip. Broom. I put in my IV.
Oh, baby, lift me up. Oh, baby, carry me. Tan on the Maldives. I'll be your Hercules. I'll out of you. You tell your friends about me. You so possessive, way too jealous. Don't bring your friends around me. I had some famous girls, some models, and some regular. I told think it's probably best that she knows. I bought a Richard Mille. It's a Bubba Watson luxury. Drop my new sh. Nah, these wanna f with me. Another new one in my collection. Nothing but bad in my section. Nothing but princess cuts and baguette. Yeah. No commercial wheels up on the jet.
Oh, baby, lift me up. Oh, baby, carry me. Oh, baby, let me down. Oh, baby, tragedy. Oh, baby, let me rub. Oh, baby, body. I wanna know if you can last no longer. Yeah. Hit me up, baby. Cartier, handcuffs, baby. I took all the top of the whip. Broom. I put in my IV.
Private show viewing on the runway. 12-inch heels for vertical valley. 8 zips are according in a high seat. Throwing private parties at the penthouse at the marquee. Bora Bora Villa, yeah. Look, Kim, how I call dead press. You got more Chanel bags than your birthday. Money and power make you a mermaid. Swimming in Franklin, swimming in Benji. You get your backstroke and Stella McCartney. My gang banging friends gonna be the one to protect you. You've been turning up ever since that left you. Oh, baby, nasty. All 9 carries. Ghost like Casper. Those open backwards. Oh, you're a ballerina. Tipping on marble. Always got paper for your diamonds on, oh, they sparkle. Don't your wrist flick, I'm a misfit, but I'ma keep you in some new sh- 5 languages, girl, name it. I buy the shelf out of roof, create a spaceship, got you woozy. Every day you wake up is a movie. Every day you gotta prove it. You going to sleep in the jacuzzi.
Oh, baby, lift me up. Oh, baby, carry me.
Carry
oh,
me.
Baby, lift me down. Let me oh, down. Baby, tragedy.
Tragedy.
Oh, baby, let me rub.
Lift you
oh,
up.
Baby, body. Oh. I wanna know if you can last no longer.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to The Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser. So, okay, we in the building. Now it's time for us to get into some local and international news. Now, Kay, let's start off locally because I know you like the holidays. You seem like someone that has their Christmas tree up. I didn't see you put the lights in the back yet. I came home the other day. I saw the lights on. I was like, oh, boy, here we go. You're running up all the hydro, ma. You don't, how you have lights in the living room and in the hallway? Pick one here. And then I saw some in the bedroom, but I took those lights off right away. But don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me on Montreal. I'm honest. So Quebec extends store open hours for the holidays. So Quebec will allow stores to stay open longer as of November 27. They announced this last Friday. It said the extended hours apply only to collection of online or telephone orders during the holidays. Boy, how's that supposed to work out? So what if I want to try it on? What if I want to see if it fits, Kay? I don't know. I'm going to keep going because I can't make sense of madness. So as of next Friday, retail stores can admit customers in their establishments until 10 p.m. on weekdays and 9 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. That's pretty good. So I guess you order online and you go pick it up as well. So now the goal here, obviously, is to avoid people just packing up the stores during the holidays like typically we would have done. But with COVID, you know, social distance is in effect. As well, stores opening on Boxing Day can open as of 10 a.m., 3 hours earlier than usual, okay? Boxing Day is going to be a mess. I don't know how we're going to do Boxing Day. Are you excited for Boxing Day, Kay?
I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I'm not a part of these people that will go to actual stores because there's a lot of people.
Oh, boy. So, the Economy and Innovation Minister, Pierre Fitzgibbon, in a statement said, the extension of a store open hours will facilitate purchases during the holidays and avoid gathering in businesses. So, you know, I guess this is where we're going right here. Now, what I really want to get your vibe on is the 4-day holiday gathering, restrictions, non-restrictions, what we gonna do? Madness. So the headline in the Montreal Gazette was, no singing, no dancing, Montreal weighs in on holiday get-togethers. So despite a couple of encouraging indications that the spread of COVID-19 may be slowing in the Montreal region, shout out to you guys doing your job, everybody respecting what we need to respect. Public Health Director Dr. Mylène Drouin had words of caution and advice for Montrealers pondering holiday gatherings. Now, okay, are you looking to gather this holiday with your friends? Are you in the 10? Can I see people calling? Okay, we have K, we got the, okay, no, we're at 8 now. People are really counting now because, you know, nobody wants to get no fine. Are you part of some gatherings this holidays already?
Yeah, so I'm going to celebrate with my cousin. I have one cousin that lives here in Montreal, so I will be celebrating with her and her girlfriend. We should be maybe 5, and that's a maybe. You know what I mean? So I don't have that issue of having to count the amount of people.
So, François Legault, our Prime Minister, says family can see their loved ones in groups of up to 10 from December 24th to 27th. So you can see loved ones in groups up to 10. From December 24th to 27th, as long as current restrictions are followed and other conditions met. So, look at this, Kay. We're doing contracts now with the Prime Minister. So, Premier François Legault proposed that Quebecers enter into a moral contract with the government, be good and observe a 7-day quarantine before and after the Christmas period, and in exchange, they will be granted 4 days in which to hold gatherings. You like that deal, Kay? How you like that?
So my question is, how do we verify that people actually do observe this 7-day quarantine before and after?
I don't know anybody's going to do this, but this is the moral contract that apparently we've all engaged into. So for one thing, each person should only participate in a maximum of 2 gatherings. So you heard me there, Montreal. You can only participate in 2 gatherings. Boy, which 2 gatherings are people going to pick? I don't know. Within the designated 4-day period from December 24th to 27th, and neither of those gatherings should have more than 10 participants. During those gatherings, I'll go to one of our Miss Dr. Mylène Drouin, the public health director. She also stated that during those gatherings, she warned precautions must still be taken to minimize transmission. So there should be no dancing and no singing, she said. I don't know how singing. Well, I guess when you sing, you spin. So I don't know. Like our health minister just thinks people are just spinning in each other's faces. But I don't know what this is going to go down. But she said there should be no dancing and no singing, she said. And those who don't live in the same household should maintain a 2-meter distance. If distance cannot be maintained, masks should be worn, especially if seniors, people with health problems, or healthcare workers are present. Boy, I guess that's me. I'm going to raise my hand. I guess that's me.
Yeah, so you're going to be the one at the gathering with the mask and, you know, staying... with your social distancing, social distance away from the people.
Oh, no, child. This is the beautiful reason for me not to go to any gatherings.
Okay.
No, but I do have to go to my partner's gathering. I guess this is our first Christmas together with the family.
Yes.
And her mom was here the other day, and they already included me into the 10, and I was just like, You know, you never want to be that bad apple that's like, no, I'm too cool to come. I don't do Christmas. It's just
You can do, what you can do is you just make sure that you go in with the mask and make sure that, you know, you maintain every security advice that the government made. And you should be fine.
I know everybody in their car or at work listening to the show right now. I hope you guys are like me and you guys are still confused about this no singing and no dancing. I haven't got a bubble in months, Kate. I ain't get a dirty wine in months.
You cannot dance and you cannot sing. I think what we're looking at is a very sad Christmas. Because I know, you know, especially if you have kids, you know, it's always nice to sing with kids and dance and, you know, do a lot of activities. This seems like it might be a very sad Christmas. I really wonder how Montrealers are going to handle this particular season.
You have two ways this can go down. And, you know, and the last couple of months have shown you indication of this. One, some Montrealers are just going to break the rules and there's going to be parties of 30, 40 people. I seen people at chalets over the weekend. I don't know how people are getting up there or even booking these things. And then the other two, people are just not going to take care of their mental health and just going to go deeper into depression. Please, people, do not be alone during the holidays. Reach out to some loved ones, even if it's on a Zoom, even if you can't gather in person. We need, as human beings, we still need human interaction. We need to feel love. We need to feel that we're a part of something. Now, Kay, talking about a part of something, what the hell is going on in Ontario? I thought we was the bad apple province, but apparently, lately, the vibe has shifted. So Ontario reports 1,478 new coronavirus cases and 21 deaths. This hurts. Like, people are still dying, man. This thing is so crazy, man. So this is bringing the total number of cases in the province of Ontario to 109,361. So locally, there were 572 new cases in Peel, 356 in Toronto, and 111 in York Region, Health Minister Christine Elliott said. There are 1,365 more resolved cases and nearly 47,000 tests completed. So that's good. At least people are getting tested, people are getting out there, and we're trying to get to a place where we could resolve, you know, if you do have COVID-19, where you could quarantine and get yourself better. In Quebec, though, the novel coronavirus caseload has reached 135,430 after the province saw 1,100 new infections on Wednesday. I don't know where people are getting infected, or I think people are just not talking about as much as they did when we first did the lockdown. Like, we know when somebody had it, they will tell people and advise them. I'm a little bit scared now because I'm hearing less murmur and less talk about it, but I'm still hearing reports of cases are rising, X amount of people are dying.
Yeah.
So also in Quebec, there are 28 additional deaths, including 12 reported in the past 48 hours. The COVID-19 death toll stands at 6,915 since the health crisis began. You know, those are 6,000 and change souls that'll never come back. And that, you know, that's tough. But hopefully, you know, as we spoke about last week, there's a vaccine in play from two different pharmaceutical giants. And, you know, we're trying to figure this thing out. So hopefully 2021, 2022, I hope we don't go too far into 2022 with this, K. But I'd just like to inform people there are six Quebec regions that are struggling to break the second wave of COVID-19, according to Prime Minister Legault. And they're not the same places that were hit hard by the first wave, thank God. In a press conference on November 24th, Premier François Legault outlined regions of Quebec where COVID-19 cases are especially high. And according to him, they are not urban centers. So Legault said the six regions that are having trouble bringing down the curve of the second wave are Saguenay, Lac-Saint-Jean, Estrie, Gaspésie, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Lanaudière, Bas-Saint-Laurent, Sorel, and Bas-Saint-Laurent and Sorel-Tracy in Montérégie. So, you know, a lot of suburban areas are getting hit. I'm trying to wonder, like, why is this happening so much in suburban areas now? Are people traveling? I tell you, Kate, it's those chalets. It's those chalets, people coming from the city and going to shop, but nobody wants to say nothing about it. Legault also noted that Montreal and Quebec City, Quebec's largest cities, are not currently being hit hardest by the pandemic. So we're trying to, you know, what they say, Kate, we're trying to flatten this joint a little bit here. Mm-hmm. So that's going on. But I got some alarming news for you. I think a couple months ago, we were talking about air quality in retirement homes. Look at this study here, Kay. So coronavirus, doctors, scientists sound alarm over poor ventilation in Montreal area schools. Oh, listen, Montreal, you better button down for this one. So a group of doctors, Kay, scientists and health experts, is sounding an alarm after an unofficial study launched in Montreal area-based schools revealed that 75% of classrooms tested showed significant ventilation problems, which could favor the transmission of the novel coronavirus. So members of the COVID stop group recruited 12 teachers to test their air quality in close to 25 classrooms using machines known as the CO2 meter and the CO2 mini. So in three out of four classes tested incognito by teachers, ventilation was problematic and carbon dioxide levels exceeded the acceptable level of 700 to 800 parts per million. So that's 700 to 800 per ppm, thus promoting the spread of COVID-19, said Marie-Michelle Bellon, an internal medicine specialist in COVID-19 unit, in a press release. That's crazy. In classrooms, the levels exceeded 2,100 BPM. So a normal range is 700 to 800 ppm. There are classrooms in Montreal where you guys have your kids going where the air quality is 2,100 ppm, close to three times the acceptable limit set by leading scientists in the field, according to COVID Stop.
I just think there's a point in time where it was questioned if kids should have been just home the whole time. I think there's a lot of things that this pandemic is going to teach us as a society. There's a lot of things that we actually need to check on and make sure that everything follows the regulations and what's recommended by experts. Because we're talking about kids, you know what I mean? And it's very important that we take these things seriously.
I don't even know how to wrap my head around it. Like, kids are in classrooms with an air quality that's three times worse than what it should normally be. And this is not ringing off every alarm. This is not on every newspaper in the city right now. It's pretty alarming that this is not front page news to me. In more sad news, Kay, and you know, and this really hurts my heart to even talk about this, but a woman walking with a stroller was struck and killed by snowplow in a small Quebec town. So a pedestrian has died after being struck by a snowplow in Kakuna, a small town on the St. Lawrence River, about 2 hours northeast of Quebec City. The woman, who had been walking along Route 132 with a stroller in the late afternoon when the pair was hit by the plow, according to provincial police. Emergency services were on site shortly after 5 p.m. on Monday. So the woman in her 30s succumbed to her injuries after being taken to hospital in critical condition. The infant also had to be taken to hospital, but its injuries were minor, said the SQ spokesperson, Catherine Bernard. So, you know, our prayers and our condolences goes out to this woman's family. But, you know, thank God at least the kid was saved and, you know, and two lives were not lost. But it would have been even better that no lives were lost because of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, so according to initial reports, visibility may have been reduced due to precipitation. You know, our winters in Quebec is really, really tough. I think really in certain areas where people do have to walk on routes to go to different parts because, you know, they aren't sidewalks. We really need to put up better lighting and, you know, and better things. And maybe the snow plow should have like a ringer sound when they're doing works. You know, I know some trucks have that. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Is it too expensive to get this?
No. I think we should, some kind of light, some kind of flashing signal or something should definitely be there.
To lose your life because a snow plow hit you.
Yeah.
Man, what a waste, man. What a waste. I'll turn up the vibe here in the positive news here. The STM has dedicated a bus to offer free rides to homeless Montrealers this winter. How you feel about that, Kate?
I think it's very good.
The homeless got a bus, baby.
Listen, the homeless population has grown tremendously in Quebec since the pandemic I started. I think it's very good that we are putting resources together to, you know, help these people in need finding what they can find. I don't know where this bus is taking them, but I hope it's a service that will, you know, allow them to have a space where they could be warm. Because this winter is going to be cold. Like, very cold.
It's looking like that already over the weekend. What was that, Sunday night with that snow? I was coming back from Saint-Jean-Cominci. But over 70,000 Montrealers are homeless during the winter. And our harsh winters, we have minus 30, minus 40 with the wind chill. Mm-hmm. So the STM and the Old Brewery Mission have teamed up to help homeless people to get to shelter. So with the temperatures rapidly dropping below zero in Montreal, the STM and the Old Brewery Mission have teamed up and figured out a solution to help homeless Montrealers get around town, dubbed the Sully Diary Bus. Yo, Quebec is always trying to push the solidarity agenda. So the solidarity, I can't even say it probably, the solidarity bus. Anyways, it's a free bus to use. The shuttle service will allow homeless people to benefit from increased shuttle services to emergency and other shelters, including the overflow unit located at L'Hôtel Place Dupuis, according to the STM. So the solidarity bus will run from 4 p.m. to 10 a.m. and pick up anyone who needs access who needs access to a shelter, emergency services, or simply a place to warm up for a few hours. So that's a good look, man. You know, the SDM putting, you know, putting some of our taxpayers, you know, in a useful use here.
Very good initiative. Yeah.
And I think they're gonna color, you know, I think they're gonna design those special buses too, because you know, Montreal, you know, we're like a rainbow of colors over here. So I think they're gonna take some extra money, Kay. And it's another chance for the SDM PR team to go crazy with funding. But don't hold me at that. And of course, I talked about the top of the show. Canadian Chris Boucher completes underdog story by signing a 2-year deal with the Toronto Raptors. You guys already know 2 years ago, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship, first time ever. So Chris Boucher's story has played out like a feel-good sports movie, and God knows it's true. The kind where everyone cheers for the underdog. Riding on an overnight bus as a homeless teenager, dropping out of high school, working as a cook in a Montreal chicken restaurant, tearing his ACL in his senior college season at Oregon, and going undrafted in the NBA. 3 years later, the 27-year-old re-signed with the Toronto Raptors for a 2-year deal reportedly worth $13.5 million U.S., okay? Not Canadian. They pay NBA players in U.S.
Congratulations to him.
Okay, this is the richest contract in NBA history for a Canadian who went undrafted. So kudos to him. I had the opportunity, me and RG, to host the NBA trophy 2 years ago when Toronto Raptors came, when the trophy came to Montreal. Really humble guy, I must say. He's really tall, obviously, but really humble guy. I don't feel the lure of the NBA or the lure of fame has changed him. He's come from humble beginnings, and I think that's followed him through. I want to shout out my boy Uncle. You know, he handles some things over there for Chris Boucher. Really good people, great team. You know, I couldn't want this for any group more than these people here, man. He was homeless, turned his life around. My man saw him playing in the park. I brought him over there to Thetford, and the rest is history.
Beautiful.
Boy, I just want to hit Montreal with this last little story here coming from New York, because you know, in New York, they be wild now there. So deputies, K, bust the 80-person sex party. Yes, Montreal, you heard me right. Deputies in New York bust the 80-person sex party at New York Swingers Club. So New York authorities say they caught more than 80 people violating COVID-19 orders in various sexy ways over the weekend. I love how this article puts things together. So in various sexy ways over the weekend during a second wave bust at a swingers club in Queens. Queens be having all them parties though, okay? I ain't gonna hold you. So New York City Sheriff deputies say they broke up an illegal bottle swingers club early Sunday where attendees were disregarding a strict limit on public gatherings due to the coronavirus. Authorities say most people at the club were not wearing masks. Obviously not. It's a swingers club and it's a sex party. I'm pretty sure there wasn't much of anything on, okay? While engaging in various sex acts at less than 6 feet apart. Well, I guess to have sex, you do need to be closer than 6 feet, no?
Well, I just think we all knew, I think a lot of people knew that these kind of parties were going on. I just thought that these people would take a break during the pandemic to, you know, reassess the need to be in the presence of 79 other individuals, you know?
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, hopefully none of them actually catches COVID or none of them, you know, is transmitted it to other people.
Man, wild times, man. The world's in a crazy place as we enter into this holiday season. And Trump is still talking about election fraud and all this madness. So we still haven't seen the end of that going on in the States. So Montreal, my city, that was your local and international news. This is the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Let's play some music when we come back. It's okay.
Love, you the type of girl I wanna be with. Girl I wanna sleep with. Type of wanna travel the world and wanna eat with. You the type to brighten the light and help me see that. I just wanna call you my baby, maybe your fetus or so. Have your mind clear. In my city with your jacket, baby girl, you know it's cooler than the Montclair. I'm trying to make you mine here. And even though you're pretty far, you a star. No better feeling when your mind's there. So yeah, baby girl, you more than right for me. I just wanna keep you satisfied like it's a guarantee. I ain't nothing like them other fellas, why they mad at me? You ain't got pretend, no, when it's real and how I made you feel like. Once I see it, know it's real, then I'ma strive for. Anything you need, I'ma get it, girl, I provide more. I just had to tell you it's real, my pride aside for. I'ma just keep it 100, no need to lie for.
So yeah. As long as you make sure that you save, you get me home.
I want when we make it.
You know a place that we can go.
Tell me what you want in all your dreams and how you want to get it poppin', ma. Just live without the fear. Don't ever lack on what you know, cause what you know ain't always right, hey. Just know I'll get you there. Nonetheless, is what I'm here for. To teach you things that you would care for. You got a man here with a plan and I'm just trying to understand. Get you the land, I'll be your player part.
Yeah, yeah.
So baby girl, I got plans for you. I just really wanna be next to you. You got everything I really want indeed. And I'ma have to show you what the best could do. I hope there's trust in you. If there's trust, I can work with that. See, I get my heart, have you work with that. Knew it from the start that we were in fact. That's why keep us apart. So why keep us apart, baby?
Baby, I know you know a place where we can go and be alone. As long as you make sure that you're safe, you get me home.
I won't worry, baby.
So you know a place that we can go and be alone. As long as you make sure that you're safe, you get me home.
I won't worry, baby.
So you watch us outside, get me home by midnight. Make sure that my daddy just don't know.
So tell me what
you
want,
but you know what you're doing, cause that's what we'll be eating on the low.
So tell me what you want, girl.
Maybe we can go high. I know that your boys gon' have your back.
So tell me what you want, girl.
We on the south side, boy.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
So we got one next door.
Yeah.
Treating me average.
I just with you in your bed, it's tragic.
Had you a queen, but you wanted a ratchet.
Wanted me to stay home while you live it up.
Held you down, I give it up.
I used to wanna be the one you chose, but now I feel alone. Well, you're here it goes.
No, I won't be mistreated. All that lying and back and forth, she got a girl feeling seasick. Yeah, you text me, you love me, but how many others received it?
Out on a caper,
got me feeling mistreated.
Treated for a while now. I took a time out. Now I bet you about to slide out. I've been feeling mistreated for a while now. I took a time out. Now I bet you about to slide out.
I don't belong to you no more.
here for the culture news and the entertainment news. Before I get into anything, like we mentioned throughout the show today, one thing that I want to remind people is that we've been in this pandemic for a long time. We've been in the quarantine for a long time. Take some time for yourself and try and reach out to your friends and family. Try and make sure you don't stay by yourself, because it's very easy to fall in depression or fall in a pattern where you just stay by yourself. So that was just my little PSA for the people. Now it's time to talk about some cultural news. Mm-hmm. You know, what's happening right now is the holiday season. A lot of people are deciding to shop online, and I thought it would be interesting to see to talk about the fact that, you know, many stores have decided to come up with their Black Friday sales way before Black Friday, because they have noticed that most people were shopping online, namely on Amazon. So the stores in Quebec are definitely trying to, you know, stay afloat and have more sales going on. So people, if you like last week, if you're still looking for holiday gifts, I think now is the time to go and shop in Quebec stores so you can, you know, make the economy grow a little bit and support your local stores. And we have a lot of things. We're about to get, we'll post the list.
But also, 2K, the most important part, you're actually going to get your gift. If you look carefully when you order off Amazon or order off these sites, look carefully at what your receiving date's going to be prior to checking out, because a lot of people are not going to get their stuff till late January, early February, when you can shop locally, support a local business, boost the economy in our city, and actually have your gift to give to the person you want to wish a happy holidays to.
Definitely. That's also very, very, very important. So that was my little PSA for this week in terms of culture, guys. We need to talk about some new music. Weezy has mentioned it at the top of the show. We have St. John and the new album, While the World Was Burning. We know we love St. John at the Morning Detour. Meg Thee Stallion, her new album, Good News, was released as well. Everybody on social media is just going crazy.
It's fire. I haven't played it yet. I'll play some cuts next week for you guys. I apologize, Kay.
Definitely need to play some cuts next week. There's a lot of things. And I think the internet was stirred up a little bit this week because of the Grammys nomination. Yeah. So the 63rd Annual Grammy Awards will actually be broadcasted by CBS from LA on Sunday, January 31st. But for now, there's not much else about the ceremony because of all the restrictions related to COVID-19. But I have a list of a few things that I thought might be interesting.
Okay, who's nominated? What's going on?
So nominated for Record of the Year, we have Beyonce with Black Parade, Colors for Black Pumas, Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Rudy Rich, Say So by Doja Cat, Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa, Circles by Post Malone, and Savage by Megan Thee Stallion. I think that's a very good list. Excited to see who's going to win this one. Best New Artist, we have Chika and D-Smoke, Doja Cat, and our very own Kechenada. Okay, Kechenada from Montreal. Shout out to Kechenada. It's very, very, very nice to see a Montrealer, nominated at the Grammys for Best New Artist. I think that's beautiful.
We need to get him on the Morning Detour. We got to talk to Lolo. I don't understand how Kechenada, you know, I understand he's a big time. Me and Kay, we tried to see him at Oceaga when we had the press pass, but we didn't get the right one. But we got to bring Kechenada on the show, just to kick some talks, man. He's representing three Grammys. Has anybody from Montreal ever won a Grammy? I'm going to fact check that.
We need to fact check that.
Besides Celine Dion, of course.
Yeah, besides. But I think, you know, very good look for the CD. Kechenada, nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys. Megan Thee Stallion is also nominated for the Best New Artist category. The best rap album, we have Black Habits by D-Smoke. D-Smoke that actually won the Rhythm and Flow contest on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That was hosted by Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. So very happy to see him there because he's putting out very, very good content. Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist. A Written Testimony by J. Electronica. King's Disease by Nas. Very happy to see that up there,
too. Yeah, that Nas album is good.
Yeah, and The Allegory by Royce da 5'9". There's a lot of controversy this year, once again, about the Grammys. Teyana Taylor, among other artists like Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, and The Weeknd, actually came forward on social media to take issue with what was going on at the Grammys. So Teyana Taylor was mentioning the lack of female representation of female nominees for Best R&B Album, which includes Anth Clemens, Jillian, Luke James, John Legend, and Gregory Porter. Very confusing when you see that the year that we've had was dominated by female R&B.
That's so, R&B? There's no Summer Walker in there? There's no Teyana?
Exactly. We need to take note that we need to take note that there is no female nominee in this specific category. However, the Grammys has a separate category called Best Progressive R&B Album, in which we have Chilombo by Jenny Aiko, Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Halle, Free Nationals by Free Nationals. So there's women representation in that category, but I do feel like there's a lack of representation at that level. The Weeknd also came forward and called the Grammy Awards corrupt after he actually was not nominated this year. He didn't receive any nomination.
That's crazy.
He mentioned that, you know, the organization remains corrupt, that based on his result, based on his number, he should have been nominated. And it's important to, you know, just to talk about the fact that Nicki Minaj at some point had also... I'd also talked about this and I also tweeted about this, talking about the 2012 Best New Artist Award that was given to the folk group Bon Iver instead of her, when she was actually the first, she was the best female rapper in the last decade. And she had so many songs simultaneously charting on the Billboard. So there's a lot of conversation about the legitimacy of award shows. And we've been discussing this, right?
Yeah.
But I want to know your opinion. Do you feel like the Grammys represent what the people actually listen to and like?
Well, shout out to Lolo. Lolo's just joining us in studio here. I'm still trying to figure out what progressive record R&B means and why did they have to create a separate category for that. Summer Walker and Teyana Taylor should be up there. I don't care what group it is. The minute you have a category that says R&B, they should be up there. Now, when it comes to award ceremonies, I was under the thinking that award ceremonies are going to look, okay, when you look for a category and we're gonna put up nominees for it, I would think that you're looking for who had an impact in that genre, who put up the numbers in that genre, and who had who got the most feedback. How could you tell me Summer Walker and Teyana Taylor is not up there in R&B, where that was like, so I'm specifically talking about the Summer Walker album, and we're going to play some cuts off her in the show. It's one of the best R&B albums in a long time. I'm talking about a complete project.
Definitely. And that's why I'm kind of confused by this.
But is the Grammys now kind of, is the Grammys becoming like the Oscars, where it's like, you know, like, for example, say Lorena's an actress and she's been nominated 18 times. And you know what? This 19th time, even though Kay had a good year, you know, Lorena's do one. So is that going on with the Grammys now? Are we paying back old favors? Because The Weeknd puts together an amazing body. And I know I'm a big Weeknd fan. But if you like artistry, if you like music, you cannot look at The Weeknd and say, this is not great music, and him not being nominated. But then again, some people might say, I'll play Devil's Advocate on the other side, you can't always be nominated. You know, every award cannot be your award.
For sure, but just one thing that I want to mention, just so that people understand the difference between the best R&B album category and the best progressive R&B album. Best R&B album are for albums containing at least 51% playing time of new R&B recordings. For best progressive R&B album is for albums containing at least 51% playing time of newly recorded progressive vocal tracks derivative of R&B. So it's not purely R&B. There's some R&B components to the song. So I think that's why, you know, Teyana Taylor was mentioning this, and also,
too
you know,
features.
Exactly. We need to address this. Some other news. Weezy, this one's for you and for all the basketball fans out there. Michael Jordan is donating $2 million from his hit documentary to feed America's hungry.
Okay.
So the documentary won an Emmy Award, and it will go, so the this proceeds of the documentary, the $2 million, will actually go towards hot dishes for the nation's hungry. So Feeding America, which is the nation, the United States' largest hunger relief outfit, last Wednesday thanked Michael Jordan for the $2 million that was given to the organization. Right. So the relief comes at a right time in the United States, as we know that the pandemic has taken a toll on the United States population. Actually, the pandemic has pushed a large amount of Americans into food insecurity. So, you know, I think it's I like to see people giving back. We always talk about giving back in the show. There's a lot of artists that are currently giving back to the population, and it's important because now roughly 16% of the population in the United States, so it's more than one in six Americans, is actually in a situation of food insecurity. So I think that's very interesting to have that that donation being made, when we know that in April, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has set aside $1.7 billion to assist food banks during the pandemic. So there's a lot of situation that this pandemic has brought to the light, and I pushed people into more poverty, and it's good to see people giving back. Some other person that decided to give back, and very similar name, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. The Muscle Jordan. It's Rocky.
So Michael B. Jordan said he's launching an OnlyFans to fund a barber school. So he was recently named People's Sexiest Men Alive. We all saw that cover, and I mean, I'm not mad at that, you know. So he was recently nominated People's Sexiest Men Alive, and he announced that he's planning to join OnlyFans, and that the funds from this OnlyFans account will go to fund barbershop schools. I think it's very interesting. He said that it might not be, he said to his fans to not be too excited about the content of the OnlyFans because it was mostly going to be related to his facial hair.
It's
going to be related.
His shirt will be on, right, Larina? Yeah. His shirt will be on?
I don't know. His shirt will probably
have you talked to his team?
Probably be off, but you know, it's gonna be related to his facial hair. And he said that during the pandemic, it was just like, let me see how much hair I can grow on my face, because he never really had to let his hair grow because there was always someone grooming him and stuff like that. So now, you know, he said he was very excited to go towards this. And he named his own mustache. I think that was a fun fact. He named his mustache Murphy.
Okay.
And they call him Murph for short. And there's going to be an OnlyFans, and I'm pretty sure Murph will be featured in the OnlyFans.
Mustache has a name and a nickname. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A name and a nickname. Okay. A name and a nickname. Do you have a nickname for your mustache? Or your
I don't know, but name? I sense some hate.
Yes.
It's hilarious. I never sense No, Bun, you and Kate, because you guys killed me last week when I wanted to introduce my DJ name, which was Moon One, for the beautiful playlist I'd be creating on the Morning Detour. Kate's still shaking her head at it, so I'm not gonna give my little beard a name. I did trim it down though, but shout out to barbers, because some of you guys out there been looking crazy during this pandemic, trying to outline yourselves. Y'all need to stop it. Barbers are an essential service. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan for bringing that to the table.
Listen, I think it's a very good look. Some other news. Megan Thee Stallion just recently released her collection in collaboration with Fashion Nova. It's a body-inclusive clothing line. We had mentioned it a couple weeks ago in the Morning Detour. It racked up $1.2 million in sales in just 24 hours.
So you need to understand. It's a bodysuit?
No, it's a whole collection with Fashion Nova.
Sorry, Larina. Larina's like, no, child. It's a whole collection.
It is. It's a collection. It is body inclusive, and it is very important for women to be able to find clothes in every size, for every shape and form. However, she's now being accused of stealing looks for that said collection. So there's a designer, Azia, that alleged on Instagram that Megan Thee Stallion did steal some models from her own collection and that she used it in the Fashion Nova collection, to which Megan Thee Stallion actually responded in an interview on the podcast The Morning Hustle that she never knew what it was. And she said that if the person had come to her earlier in a different way, not going through social media, just saying, listen, this is my design and I believe that, you know, this is a part of your collection, she would have gladly taken the dress down and given her the proceeds made from that specific clothing item. So I think sometimes it's...
So she's not going to do that now?
No, she's not. I doubt she's going to do that now because the girl decided to take her out of social media.
Is that our homegirl, Asia?
No, it's not. It's another one.
It's a different girl, right?
It's a designer. So I do believe that when it comes to things like this, my personal perspective is to go directly through lawyers and just go to the team and say, this is my design. Is there some kind of misunderstanding or anything? And that could be resolved in private. And I do think that wasn't the case. So I guess we'll see if there's any follow-up for that, because the designer is making quite some noise on social media. She found herself on the Shade Room, so you know. Now everybody's aware of it. And just to finish, to leave you guys with the last piece of news, Dave Chappelle is asking for a boycott of the Chappelle Show and to not watch it unless they pay him. So on Tuesday, he posted a video on Instagram pretty much asking his fans to not stream episodes of his Comedy Central show until he actually gets money for them. So it's a whole video where he does a stand-up routine where he explains pretty much how he's signing his contract for the Chappelle Show in this industry. He explained pretty much that he never really got money off of that, and that you know, he asked Netflix to take down the show, which Netflix did. But he's saying that other networks are still profiting off this show when he is not, because the contract that is signed gives them the rights to the show in perpetuity. Oh. So now he's saying, he was saying how a lot of people assume that he made a lot of money off the show, but when he actually left that show, he never got paid because of that contract. So now he's saying that the show is being streamed on HBO, and he's saying, well, the show is being streamed on the HBO, but before I actually pitched it to Comedy Central, I pitched it to HBO and they rejected me and said, why do we need you for? Mm-hmm. So now he's asking the people, well, now he's asking the people, the viewers, the fans, us pretty much to boycott, to not watch the Chappelle shows on any network until they actually pay him his money. And I think what Netflix did was a very beautiful gesture. Netflix is one of the giants in streaming right now. So for them to position themselves in such a way, I think shows a good, very, very good look for them.
You know that's gotta hurt. I don't know if you guys watched the backstory and how Dave Chappelle and Louina. I don't know if you remember the name of his partner, the white guy, the other guy that writes with him. I think it's Neil or whatever the case may be. But Dave Chappelle slaved to create the Chappelle Show. Like, these guys were doing that shit for mad hours. Like, they were pushbacks from the company. And then imagine you create something, nobody believed in you. Then you create it, and then it's a super hit. And then they lock you down in this crazy contract and you don't get paid for it. And then they turn around and distribute it on all these networks that turned you down originally, and they're still making money off it, and you're still here as the original creator and host of the show, not getting no money.